Welcome to another edition of the Half Right Podcast. My name is Lakia Maria, joined by my co-hosts Fonz and Max Powers. How are you guys tonight?
We are here. Yeah.
How you doing, Fonz?
Good.
Welcome back. Fonz.
Welcome back.
I was only gone for a little bit. I disappeared for a bit, but you know.
Glad to see you back healthy and everything, man.
We have our SummerSlam 2023 prediction show. Fonz has so much to say because you guys have not heard from him. So buckle up, grab a snack, grab a drink like Max has. Max, what you drinking on today?
Not sponsored by them, but we are sponsored by No One Still. But we got LA here. We got the OG. You see the Rams over here. You know me, Fonz was popping shit like a while ago. So I had to come out and stunt, showing support.
The Steelers are here too.
Listen. If you don't have diamonds in your rings, don't talk about a damn thing. Let's go.
He really thought about that. Anyway.
Bars.
All right. So you're not going to tell us what you're drinking on?
Nah, it ain't sponsored by these niggas, but we are sponsored.
We're not sponsored by the Rams. All right. So let's get into the match card. There's a total of 8 if you count the stupid ass SummerSlam Battle Royal. So we're going to start off with that. And I'm going to take it over to Fonz. Fonz, what are your thoughts on the SummerSlam Battle Royal possibly taking up time and we don't have Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus on the card?
I mean, you know what? I'm always happy when like other wrestlers can get on the card, but the SummerSlam Battle Royal just sounds stupid. And that is time that could have been used for Trish and Becky, and I can do without it. If I'm going to pick a winner for the Battle Royal, he's hot right now. I'm not the biggest fan of him. I'll go LA Knight.
You're not the biggest fan of LA Knight?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I agree with Kevin Nash, which I don't often agree with him, but he does give me rip-off Stone Cold and The Rock vibes. But in this era of wrestling, most wrestlers are a rip-off or can remind you of something else. But, you know, I mean, I don't want to see LA Knight. People are talking about him winning the Royal Rumble. People wanted to see him win Money in the Bank. And it's like, I could do without seeing LA Knight as world champ. I'd be cool with seeing him as a U.S. Intercontinental champ, but I don't see him as world champion material, in my opinion.
So you're talking him up to a mid-carder?
Yeah, I think I'm cool with him. If they gave him the U.S. title and just let him run with it for like a year, I'd be cool with that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see him as a world champ.
Fair enough. Max, what are your thoughts on the SummerSlam Battle Royal? Oh, just to give you I also didn't mention who they said is going to be in it so far. Fonz already mentioned LA Knight, Sheamus, Shinsuke Nakamura, Otis, Chad Gable, Tommaso Ciampa. So that just gives you a glimpse of the leftovers that you've been seeing on TV.
Those, I figured Shinsuke was going to be that. Honestly, I'm rooting for Shinsuke. I'm going with Shinsuke, but if LA Knight wins, I wouldn't be upset. I can see LA being the face of the league because of we've seen him as a face, we've seen him as a heel. You know what I mean? So knowing that he could switch back and forth, and you know what I mean? I believe he could do something. I don't know if he's going to do it anytime soon. Granted, he's a little old, so he got to...
People keep talking about LA Knight's age.
How old is he?
LA Knight has to be like late 30s. You know how many superstars are late 30s?
But still, late 30s and you still haven't been a champ yet?
But there's a lot of superstars that are in their late 30s and they haven't been champ yet.
But those people might not be on a course to be a champ. That's what I'm trying to say. Like Bobby, him, all right, he's different. Like his body's in shape. LA Knight and all those people are not in top shape like Bobby and Biggie.
Bobby's
and
a different type.
That's
of
what I'm saying.
People.
So them niggas could wait 70,000
Bobby
years.
Bobby doesn't look like he's the age that he is. Bobby hasn't aged his whole WWE career.
Facts.
Yeah, Bobby hasn't. That's true.
So that's
Black
what I'm
don't
saying.
Crack.
So that's why I'm saying like LA Knight, you better hurry up. Him and Damian Priest a little bit, but Shinsuke, that's my guy.
I'm going to give it to someone in Alpha Academy just because they have a lot of steam behind them. I think that the Battle Royal is absolutely stupid because I don't like matches that don't have a match like that is like, is it going to be on the pre-show, number one? And number two, what is the prize? Just like I thought the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal was stupid. Like, this is dumb. I don't care about my name being on a trophy. This is not a SummerSlam tradition that needs to be started. Like, it's just all dumb to me. But I'm going to give it to somebody in Alpha Academy, whether it's Chad Gable or Otis. I don't really care. But I'm going to just say Alpha Academy in general. So.
Yeah.
Let's get into Logan Paul versus Ricochet. Fonz, take it away.
Like you said to me earlier when we spoke on the phone, Logan Paul is an attraction. So, you know, this is an attraction match. Logan Paul brings eyes to the product. Logan Paul ain't been winning for shit. This match, I feel like it's going to be very entertaining, but Ricochet was picked to be the opponent so he could take the fall to Logan Paul. Because after a while, you keep putting Logan Paul in big matches and he keeps losing. Why do I even want to see him fight? So he could, you know, do some cool shit and then lose. You have to have him win matches. So, you know, it. I know it's wrestling, winning and wins and losses don't matter, but, you know, I think when it comes to big matches like these, they do. I'm happy to see Ricochet get on the card, but I'm going with Logan Paul for the win.
I just want to add in the fact that Logan Paul's recent matches have been against two Grand Slam champions and the likes of Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. You damn
that.
Sure should take the L.
Yeah, I was about to
you
say
are not on that. You're not on that caliber. And if you look
at... He did do Money in the Bank and Royal Rumble, though.
But those are not... But yeah, that's fine. But those are like... It's other people in that match. I'm talking about...
You can count those as Matt... Oh, you're talking about his slash two singles.
I'm talking
matches.
About one-on-one
singles
matches.
Singles competition.
Yeah. Singles competition. He was against Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. Hell yeah, you should lose. What a joke it would be to Roman and Seth to lose to fucking Logan Paul. And I think just how you said LA Knight is a solid mid-carder, I could never see Logan Paul as a world champion. He's not good on the mic. Sure, you could put someone with him, but he doesn't have the consistency that other people are going to have in WWE. This is not what he wants his livelihood to be. It's just something to do, something that he can do, something to add to his repertoire, just like boxing is. So I don't think he should even be in the title picture. It's cool. It's great. Thanks for showing us what you can do. As amazingly talented as Logan Paul is, he's annoying as shit. I'm never going to root for Logan Paul to win, ever. Could he win against Ricochet? They said he's going back to boxing. And as much as I love Ricochet, I don't give a shit about this match either. It's like this could have been a Monday Night Raw type of match. You have the likes of Brock Lesnar and Ronda Rousey already on the card. You did not have to put Ricochet and Logan Paul on this card. Just how Becky and Trish got moved to Winnipeg, they could have got moved to Winnipeg too. That's my thoughts on it. So I know you're going with Logan Paul. Is that right, Fonz?
Yep.
You're going with Logan Paul. I'm never going to root for Logan Paul. I'm going with Ricochet. I'll take the L. I'll take the L on that. Could I absolutely see him winning in these mid-card match situations? Yes, but I'm just not a Logan Paul fan, so I'm going to just root against them.
Well, I'm going to go with Logan just because, like I said, him going against super heavyweights like the likes of Roman and Seth, him going against Ricochet is going to be a good match. The reason why this match happened because it's like real botch shit happened. So they just fueled on that and said, yo, let's capitalize on this. So they did a great opportunist move, and I'm not mad at them doing this now, because if they push this shit on for the next event, it's probably going to fizzle the fuck out. So let's get it while the iron is hot.
The iron still would have been hot in 2 weeks, though.
No, there's another event in 2 weeks.
No, they're going to be in Winnipeg. It's not an event. It's just Raw.
That still takes a while. Let's just end this shit real here. And if it does boil up like, yo, they could do a part two, then there you go. More money.
No, thank you.
Logan Paul. Shouts out to Logan Paul. I'm not a fan of him, but I could see him winning because, yeah, I said the same factors of, you know, him finally getting a W. He's a heavyweight versus a mid-card. It's going to be entertaining.
Who's a heavyweight versus a mid-card? Logan is a mid-carder.
Well, when I mean heavyweight, like his size. He weighs like 200 pounds. Ricochet probably weighs like 150.
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying.
What a big weight difference. All right, next up we have...
Hold up. If I could add one more thing before we move on real quick.
Absolutely.
I don't see vote Logan as a mid-carder. He's Logan Paul. I don't like Logan Paul. I don't think Logan Paul is entertaining. I don't like the fact that he's famous, but he does bring eyes to the product. Logan Paul's a main eventer. Should he ever be world champ? Absolutely not. I get very angry, but I consider Logan a main eventer.
You can be popular and still be a mid-carder.
I don't think so.
You can be popular and not be the face of the company. Look at LA Knight and all the people
LA
that are behind
Knight
him
and
right
Logan
now.
Paul are not the same. You go up to a random person who doesn't watch wrestling, 9 times out of 10, people know who Logan Paul is. Somebody who don't watch wrestling don't know who the fuck LA Knight is.
True.
You can't compare LA Knight to Logan Paul. It's not the same.
I'm not comparing Logan Paul to LA Knight. I'm just using the point that you said of popularity. Popularity does not mean that you deserve to be a world champion, because how many people have been slighted over? Like, people thought that Kofi was a mid-carder forever, but then he got the popularity behind him and it boosted him up a little bit. So if Logan Paul's popularity and getting eyes and stuff is going to make him a world champion, LA Knight has the same right to be a transitional champion. That's all I'm saying. You don't got to be long, but a transitional counts. Still puts a championship in your bucket. But that's it for Logan Paul and Ricochet. Best of luck to both men. Should be entertaining, nonetheless. Hopefully it's no botches.
And that's all we ask for is entertainment.
That's they're going to give us that for sure. I'll give them both that. Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler in an MMA rules match. Ronda. Ronda is supposed to be leaving WWE. And that is why everything with her and Shayna being tag team champions came to a halt. I'm just upset with how everything panned out with the tag team championships. And Fonz and I have been going back and forth about who's to put the blame on, whether it's Vince McMahon or Triple H. And there are so many nuances that are such Vince shit. I'm not saying that Triple H is perfect, but it's like blatant Vincent Kennedy McMahon type stuff. He didn't give a fuck about the women's division as far as the tag division. You went and unified the tag team championships between the main roster and NXT. We have not seen Alba Fyre and Isla Dawn since then. Then we get to the pay-per-view, the premium live event. Shayna chokes out Ronda. They lose the titles. Then fast forward to... what's her name? Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green. Congrats to them for winning the Women's Tag Team Championships. Sonya's first title in WWE. But what pissed me off is that you turn around and have them lose on SmackDown to Bianca Belair and Charlotte. They're feuding. They should have just lost. It should have been a count out. They didn't even have to have a clean win. They should have been fighting each other. Y'all should not have been on the same page. So that's the kind of shit that pisses me off. And we'll dive deeper into that as we get into the triple threat match with Asuka, Charlotte, and Bianca. But Ronda Rousey
that happens a lot, though. When two opponents that's going to fight each other in an upcoming event, they tag up and they beat another tag team.
I think that it was too soon and too fresh with them just having won the championship. You have someone, they're both healthy.
I understand that.
They're both going to be able to defend the titles. Let them rock a little bit. And the story is really going to be more interesting, especially after Charlotte had speared Bianca. Why are y'all friends?
No, I get that.
That's my
but
point.
I'm just saying this, but you hit it on the nail on the head. You said this is Vince McMahon all over again, because Vince used to do that back in those days. So are you really surprised that this just happened?
Like I said, Fonz and I are still debating on who gets the blame. Is it Triple H or is it Vince?
Vince gets the blame.
I'm giving some stuff to Vince in the situation.
Vince.
But for
Sorry to interrupt you. You go ahead. I'll make my point when it's my turn.
Okay. Are you good? You good?
I'm just giving my prediction, and you could give your point. My pick for this MMA match, Shayna Baszler needs this one. Shayna Baszler has been in the shadow of Ronda Rousey, and I made comments to you. It always pissed me off when Ronda and Shayna would come out to the ring, and Shayna was coming out to Ronda's music. I was like, y'all gotta do her like that. Then Shayna gets the pin, and they playing Ronda's music. A singles competition, I don't care if Ronda's coming out with Shayna. Why y'all not playing Shayna's music? So they've been playing her, and I do think that Shayna is a viable opponent, a believable opponent to go against Rhea Ripley. She does need someone to help her speak on the mic for promos and stuff. But I think that Shayna's microphone work, even Ronda's, it's been decent in this feud that these two have. But I do think that it's a little bit rushed. And that's because Ronda's decision to leave and the contract or whatever, it's coming up. So they're rushing it to get it out. But I'm going to give my pick to Shayna Baszler. Go ahead, Fonz.
Like we're talking about the Vince McMahon, Triple H blame. I'm always going to give majority of my blame to Vince McMahon. So if I'm going blame, I'll go 70-30, but Vince McMahon, Triple H, before Vince McMahon came back, proved to you that he ain't really know what he was doing with the women's division either, and he didn't give a fuck about those tag belts as well. So I feel like Triple H, as a booker, has one of the easiest jobs, because when something's wrong, we don't blame Triple H. We say now, oh, it's Vince. When something's good, oh, that was Triple H, which I believe isn't fair. There's certain stuff that you see, and it's like, all right, that's some Vince shit. Like, you brought up the point of Maxine Dupree getting TV time, and then you saw Big Bronson Reed, and you had tweeted out, you know, it's some Vince shit. So I agree with that. But Triple H has done a horrible job with the women's division, which is so shocking to me because he was part of the reason it became so great in NXT. But I will place majority of the blame in Vince McMahon's lap. As far as Ronda Rousey, Shayna Baszler go, I love Ronda Rousey. Everyone knows. I wore her jacket to Mania. I was a fan of her since her MMA days. I will always be a fan of Ronda Rousey. This second run has been atrocious. She's been booked terribly. And it hasn't really made sense. I think as far as the Shayna and Ronda match goes, Ronda and Shayna, as everybody knows, are real, very good friends in real life. Shayna was doing MMA before Ronda, so Shayna's a real life MMA pioneer. Ronda was just, you know, went mainstream with it, you know, before she started getting knocked out. But as far as this match goes, I'm going to go with Shayna for the win, because I think, you know, it was reported that Ronda wanted to work with Shayna in a tag team. So, you know, I feel like if indeed she is leaving, then on the way out, I feel like she's going to be adamant about putting over her friend. Because, you know, if there's one person that we're going to see Ronda really lose to clean, because I don't know, throughout her career, has Ronda ever really lost clean? Because at Mania, it was a roll-up.
Yeah, the Mania roll-up was questionable when Becky won.
The Mania roll-up was questionable. Her loss to Charlotte was also questionable. At Mania, there was some cheating involved. When she lost the belt to Charlotte again, it was after she had defended the belt. Then her other loss was in the tag team match where Shayna turned on her. But I feel like
Liv Morgan?
I count clean losses as Ronda was 100% standing going into the match.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Ronda had just defended her belt, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she did.
She was hurt.
She lived.
And then there was
this bitch.
Liv cashed in, yeah.
Yeah, it's like this bitch.
Yeah. And then the title defense was sketchy, too, at SummerSlam when Liv beat her. So I'm talking about clean Ronda Rousey losses. Okay. Like, Ronda gets hit with a finishing move, and she's fucking done. And I think this match can only win ending cake, knockout, or submission.
Submission only. Submission.
I'm going with a prediction. I'm going with the way that it happens too. I'm going Shayna by submission. Shayna's, I can see Shayna's choking Rousey out, and but Rousey won't tap. Rousey will just go out.
Yeah. I'm going with Shayna because, kid, you know, I love Shayna. I love Rhea, Bianca.
Toy Story Baby.
And yes, that's my Toy Story Baby. I call Shayna Toy Story Baby every time I see her. She reminded me of that little, what was that, Spike, the little boy that created he took the head off the doll and put it on like a little spider machine. That's why I call Shayna the Toy Story Baby. No offense, baby, but that's why I call you. But I agree. Shayna has to win, just like the Usos when they was like, yo, bro, before it's all said and done, I want to have like a feud with my brother. So, You know, I think that's what Ronda probably did with this one. She's like, yo, I'm leaving very soon, so whatever the fuck shit I want to do, let's do it. And they're just like, okay, it's a whole bunch of chaos. Whatever she wants to do, let's do it. So that's why everything is so fast and so disgusting, because she's like, yo, I'm leaving in this period of time, so y'all better hurry the fuck up. So that's probably why it's all this stupid chaos is going on, but I'm going with Shayna, and I think she's going to pull, like, a Ronda move and do, like, an arm bar and then make Ronda tap out. It's my prediction.
The arm bar is funny because in their in the vignette that they showed, Ronda was talking about how when her and Shayna, when it came down to some end of some competition, she was like, you never put me in an arm bar. And then she put her in an arm bar and she won. So that'll be retribution, icing on the cake, to put her in an arm bar. I would love to see Shayna. I think that this is a big moment for Shayna. So even though Becky and Trish are not on the card, I'm very happy that Shayna is getting her moment, because Shayna was one of the most dominant female superstars in NXT, a two-time champion. She was annihilating bitches left and right. So for her to come into the main roster and fall into the tag team picture, and it's like, I just feel like this is her moment, and we need to see her in a title picture. I'm not saying she has to win, but it would be nice to see her get back to where she was in NXT. Because to me, if you're building these people in NXT to reach certain heights, and you're going to put the NXT championship on them, and you're going to put the North American championship on them, when they get to the main card, when they get to the main roster, they should be put in those same type of situations, because you already believed in them in the developmental. That's the whole point of it. So I would love to see Shayna get back to where she was in her NXT days, is actually being a championship contender, not a tag team championship contender, but a main card for the women's division. All right. Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes. It's a grudge match. If you guys have not seen Becoming Cody Rhodes on Peacock, highly recommend.
Yeah, it's a really good documentary, and I don't watch a lot of these WWE documentaries, but that's some good shit.
Typical Vince.
Yeah.
We gonna work on that. Max, go ahead. You can go first.
This is one of my least favorite matches. Shit, cause I don't really give a fuck. I'm going with Brock. How about that?
Okay.
But Cody can win. Reason why Cody can win, it's like David and Goliath had a whole bunch of battles, and David's gonna win. But I'm going with Brock because Vince loves Brock. But if Triple H was here, I believe Cody will win. And then now it proves that I can fight Roman Reigns again. He'll come back to Roman Reigns or whoever has the title and say, I've proven myself. Here's the head of Goliath. So, but for right now, since Vince is there, I'm going with Brock.
Okay. I'm going to go with Cody Rhodes. Because Brock is
who did Max pick? I couldn't hear.
Max chose Brock.
Okay.
I'm choosing Cody Rhodes, and after seeing, since Max just mentioned Roman Reigns, I think that Cody needs to finish the story against Seth, not against Roman. The Roman angle does work as far as like Dusty's kids and NXT and everything, and Cody kept talking about that, not getting to train the same way in NXT. When it was formerly for, I think he might have been in OVW before it became FCW. I don't remember. But before it was NXT, Cody was in developmental. And with The Miz, of all people. And I think that because of him and Seth, not getting along, that is just, the story is already there. And then they can show clips of Cody talking about it and becoming Cody Rhodes. But I just don't, the thing, and I agree with a lot of people on Twitter, of this Brock Lesnar and Cody Rhodes feud, we never got a reason. And some people say, well, it's Brock Lesnar, he doesn't need a reason. But it's just like, y'all don't have no beef. Like, y'all wasn't fighting before. And it's like, I think if y'all would have just said that Brock could have been mad at Cody for not winning, like, I would have had a chance to get the title, but you fucked it up because I can't challenge Roman, so I'm putting the blame on you. That would have made more sense to this story instead of him just, yeah, I'm going to team up with you and then turn on him. And then we've been getting these freaking matches, and it's just, I'm going with Cody, and I hope this is it. I hope this is the end of the feud, and it'll be interesting to see where Cody goes now. Goes next. But you can go ahead with your prediction, Fonz.
I'm torn on this one. But I'm going to go with the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Okay. After SummerSlam, Cody will still be around. Brock will still be gone. Brock will be gone. That hasn't stopped them from having Brock win matches like this before. But my heart is telling me Cody. My mind is telling me pick Brock. That's a safer bet. But, you know, like you said, there was never no reason for this rivalry. Like, it was mentioned that Brock was mad that Cody went on last night, too, and he was the first match. But we all know, in all actuality, Brock, in real life, if he's not on last, he wants the first match so he can go home. He was home by the main event. So, as we saw at WrestleMania 35, which we attended in person, Brock said if he wasn't going on last, he wanted the first match, and he left. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to go with Cody. I think it's going to be a great match. Does this match have a stipulation or no?
Not that I saw. The only two matches that have a stipulation is the MMA match with Ronda and Shayna, and then the Tribal Combat match. But that's it.
All right. My pick is Cody. I go with Cody. It's a safe bet. I think it'll be a good match. I mean, I think both of their matches against each other have been good.
Fair enough. Intercontinental Championship. I'm a huge fan of Gunther. I love me some Gunther. The ring. General. Did I say that right? Whatever. So it's for the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship. In case you didn't know, that's the new name of it. Gunther versus the returning Drew McIntyre. I'm going to make this short and quick. I want Gunther to retain. Max, you can go next.
Honestly, Gunther has to win just because he's the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. So he has to win. Drew doesn't want it. In my eyes, I don't think Drew wants the title. I think Drew just wants to fight. So
Drew wants to get back in the main title picture. Let's be
sure. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't want the title. So he just wants to fight. He's like, yo, I'll fight somebody until, you know, I get my name up, and then boom, I get back in the title picture. But yeah, Gunther. Gunther for sure.
Fonz, two votes for Gunther. Who do you got?
I'm going Gunther. He's closing in on that IC title, the Honky Tonk Man's record.
Right.
I think he'll get it fairly soon. And I know, you know, WWE kind of with these reigns, they want to like modernize the record books, which is why we saw a long Bianca reign. We're seeing this Roman Reigns reign. And Gunther, he's too close to lose to Drew. I'd actually be upset if he lost to Drew.
That's how I felt when the Usos had the tag team championships. I'm like, y'all are too close. Don't do that.
Yeah. You know, these tag teams, they, you know, and we've seen two times, like, with the tag teams in the modern era that, you know, they've broken records with the New Day and the Usos. But I'm going to go Gunther. I think that record, he deserves it. I'm a big fan of Gunther. Gunther is one of those guys that had to grow on me because I kind of had an L.A. Knight feel. Like, I don't want to see him as world champ. But I'd be cool with if Gunther got, like, a good six-month reign with the World Heavyweight Championship down the line. But I'm going to go with Gunther. His reign has been amazing. The match with Drew is going to, you know, if they get enough time, I know the environment will be different, but it'll probably be the third best match of his reign, because I think the first one was Sheamus. Then the triple threat at Mania was number two, in my opinion.
The triple threat was phenomenal.
Yeah, and then I'm going to go... Yeah, and then I'm gonna go this one. This one will probably be number three. So I'm gonna give the win to Gunther. I'm excited to see the match.
For sure. Women's Championship triple threat. We have Asuka, the current champion, defending against Bianca Belair and Charlotte Flair. Let's also remember that Io Sky is currently holding the Women's Money in the Bank briefcase, so she could be factored into this. Fonz, what's your prediction?
I'm going to go with Charlotte wins so they can give her another quick reign.
Oh, stop.
Io Sky.
Stop. Stop.
Io Sky leaves SummerSlam as the women's champ.
Okay. I'm going, whatever he, I'm copying and pasting. Okay. Whatever he just said. It sounds right. I'm copying pasting because it's like that sounds like what they'll do to give her another notch under her belt, and then EO capitalizes. Yes, I'm going for it.
Copy.
What, copy and paste.
But what number would that give her? She's
20,000. Don't matter.
That would make her a 15-time champion. I don't think that. I think that Asuka should retain and EO could cash in because I really want to see an Asuka EO feud. And,
but that's not going to be... Oh, okay, feud, never mind.
And Bianca and Charlotte need to be feuding away from the title, period. I don't think they need to be in the title picture right now. And we need to make that normal again to female superstars feuding with there being no title in the picture.
Yeah, it is normal now, you know, because Trish and Becky have one of those. They just won't put you on a big four pay-per-view.
Yeah, but they're... Okay, Trish versus Becky. Trish has been a full-timer-esque. So, yeah, let's go with that. Trish has been as full-time as Charlotte has been, because we know Charlotte, she'd be taking 3-4 month sabbaticals. So I'll give you that. Let's have one on each brand. How about that? So I'm still going to go with, you guys are saying EO's going to cash in on Charlotte. That'll make her a 15-time champion. I think that the 16th time that we see her win will actually be a reign. And Charlotte and her reigns and how they're padding these stats, so to speak, for her to reach her father's number, potentially supersede that number. I'm still going to go with Asuka to retain and Io Sky to cash in. But Bailey's also a dark horse in this. Then Bailey got the beef with Shotzi and Shotzi cutting her hair in support of her sister who is battling cancer. So I am still going to go with Asuka versus EO down the line. World Heavyweight Championship. Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. Another SummerSlam redo. As much as I want Seth to win, picture the Judgment Day running all three shows. Damian cashes in on Jay if he were to win in the Tribal Combat match. Then we got Finn who beats Seth Rollins. We got Dominic who's over on NXT, and then Rhea and her lackluster title reign being Women's World Champion.
Don't disrespect my
I'm
bitch.
Not disrespecting
yes, you
Rhea.
Are. Yo,
I'm
why
going
you have
in
to put lackluster? Just
her
say,
title
put
reign.
Put respect on her name.
I'm not disrespecting Rhea.
Lackluster.
Let's go with the word that I said after that. I didn't say Rhea was lackluster. I said her lackluster title reign.
That's
you
still
tell
her.
Me.
That's her brand.
You tell me. Well, then her brand sucks.
Well, put some respect.
Her brand sucks.
She beat
Rhea.
What's that? You know, beat her ass
tell
like
me
a thousand
one,
times.
Tell me one good. Rhea won back in April. Tell me one good feud she's had as women's world champion. Go ahead, I'll wait.
It don't matter. She beat whoever the fuck is in front of her. And then
tomatoes.
After that, she, you know what I mean? She knocked every bitch that comes in front of her. What more she need to do?
Line
them up, she knock it down.
Defend the title. That's what you need to do.
She knock them down.
Because you know that she was supposed to annihilate.
She them ones. Oh,
she was supposed.
She them ones.
Okay. She was supposed to annihilate Zelina Vega. But they didn't think that was going to be a good crowd reception in Puerto Rico. So she was like, cool. I'm cool with going a long way. So Rhea is all for being a team player. Let her be a team player. Let her defend the title. Let's give her a feud. If that's going to be against Raquel, I'm all for it. But let's get a feud going. I'm going to go with Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. I think that Seth is going to retain. But, Fonz, we just touched on a whole bunch of points. You could chime in at any time on any of those. Give your prediction, thoughts on Rhea, thoughts on the Judgment Day. Have at it.
I do agree with you, Lakia. Rhea's title reign, and this is no disrespect to her because I'm a big fan. I love her and the whole Dominic story, but her title reign has been so lackluster. What she's doing with the Judgment Day, she doesn't need a belt for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know she's had the knee injury that she's been dealing with. I don't blame... Whenever I talk about how lackluster a champion's reign is, and then someone like Rhea, I don't blame them. You know, like when I was saying Jinder Mahal's world title run sucks, I say that because Jinder Mahal sucks. You know, with Rhea, that's not the case. You know, but I'm gonna go with Finn Balor. And this is Finn's time. And like you said, it who knows? Damian could cash in. I don't see it happening. What I see is Finn winning and Damian cashing in on Finn down the line. We've never seen a Money in the Bank winner cash in on someone they were in a faction with. Like, imagine getting kicked out of a faction and getting your title to. That story has layers to it. And we already have seen
Finn.
Finn, it's crazy. Like, we're saying, yeah, he's going to win the belt, but, you know, eventually he's going to lose it because his friends are going to turn on him. But this is Finn's chance. We saw Finn one time as world champ, win the Universal Championship. He had one night. I would like to see Finn win. Seth is one of my favorites. He was a great inaugural champion. I know he talked about how he was dealing with some injuries. This could be his opportunity to take some time off of TV.
I forgot about that. I forgot he has injuries.
So, yeah. You know, I'm going to go
with... I might change my pick.
So...
I'm going to go with Finn. It's Finn's time. I want to see Finn as world champ. Finn has been through a lot. He's ate a lot of shit. He's been disrespected. And I want to see Finn get his another world title ring. Finn's amazing. At any role that they put Finn in, he knocks it out the park. Same, and I love Seth. Seth was a great champ to reboot the World Heavyweight Championship. It was the only choice. It was a great choice, but Finn Balor is going to leave SummerSlam as the World Heavyweight Champ, and I can't wait to see what happens with the Judgment Day after that.
Max, before you give your prediction, I got to switch over to Finn Balor's side because...
Nope, you can't do it.
Yes,
you already wrote it.
Yes, I can.
It's in permanent marker.
No, it's
an electrical permanent marker.
I erased it because I completely forgot that Seth Rollins is injured.
Who cares?
I forgot.
You went off of how you felt, so we're not going off logistics now.
Okay, and so guess what? The show didn't happen.
Your pick stays the same.
Finn Balor. No, you've gotten to change it. I don't care what you say.
When did I ever change my shit?
I don't care what you say.
See, came it. So listen,
I'm going with Finn Balor. That was really good.
No, it wasn't.
That was
totally weird. The glitch in the matrix.
That was so good.
Glitch in the matrix. One more time.
We're all
glitch
going
in the matrix.
Finn Balor. Yeah,
so listen, I'm going with Finn because. One, he's a Leo, so you know his time is.
Oh my God.
Yeah, don't hate because I got science. You know what I mean? I got science backing me.
I can't wait to hear your next prediction. Leo season.
But you know, so shout out to Finn going to get this W. And honestly, what was that? Damage control. Fuck those. Fuck them. Fuck.
Don't say that.
Fuck.
Don't.
Fuck them. Fuck them. They made me look bad for about three.
That's not them. That's the booking.
Three events you had me out here looking crazy.
And guess who was back by then? Vince McMahon.
Right. He wasn't for all three of them. They had me out here looking crazy. Y'all made me go against my baby. Y'all had me out here looking crazy.
Who's that baby?
Bianca. You know, that's my girl. Okay. You know, I love Bianca. Yeah. And I like how he loves Sasha. Right? Tell him Sasha for he can hear you.
He said that he doesn't love Bianca the way that you love Sasha, Fonz.
I don't think anybody loves anybody the way that I love Sasha.
I love Roman.
See, yeah.
That's a close second.
Roman!
See, I got crushes. I just got people that I know are strong. They fighters. They have that, as they call it, that killer instinct. I just call it mama mentality. So that's why I rock with them. But, yes, Finn Balor for the dub.
All right. And then they said that it's going to be one of the main events. I think there's going to be multiple. Cody versus Brock, probably. Seth versus...
WWE got to stop that
shit. This
shit
is so stupid.
Stop that shit.
The last match is the main event. Period.
You can't give titles out.
I would be more comfortable if they do what the UFC does. Like, the main event, and then you have a co-main event, which is the second to last match. And if you want to hype up the second to last match, okay, but everyone knows it ain't as big as what's going on.
And you can't keep saying, oh, yeah, we got three main events. No, you don't.
You have one main event and a couple other big matches. You have a stacked card. That's what you have.
Yeah, you have a stacked deck.
Because to me, in my opinion, I think that they should sandwich the women's championship match in the middle of Seth and Finn, and then to have the main event be the tribal combat match. The main event needs to be the tribal combat match.
Well, that has to be. That's like the biggest.
That's for the undisputed championship.
Yeah, not fuck the undisputed, nigga.
For the undisputed universal championship.
That's for blood.
That's for everything.
Titles on top of that. So much hype behind that.
Everything.
That's the only storyline that's actually sticking.
That's been sticking
that people
for
have been
three
following.
Years.
You know what I mean? You're not gonna put some fucking flimsy shit up there.
Max, you can go first. Who's your prediction? Oh, he's going with Roman, okay.
We going with the ones and only one. Oh. And the only one that I'm going with.
He's switching.
I'm going with Jay.
Yep.
He's Leo season.
Leo
you already
season.
Know, Oos. I'm here with you, Oos. I just watched the Jay Chronicle. It touched my heart, man. It touched my heart. Yo, tell him how. Tell your like how I almost cried like when Vin Balor. What's the motherfucker? The nigga that the Gemini motherfucker that has a scarecrow face and he has a playhouse.
Oh, he said that. How you cried for Bray Wyatt is how he cried when he watched the Chronicles for Jey
Uso. No, stop with the fuck. I didn't cry. I didn't. Let's get that on wax. I didn't cry.
He said that's the emotion he felt.
There you go. That's much better.
He cried.
No, I didn't. Don't lie to him.
Yeah,
so.
See? Told you.
But that's different. Like, this
that's
is a.
Different.
In my eyes, he was like, yo, I was with my brother for a long period of time. And then every time it was Jay and, what's the other one?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. I was like, okay, I get that. And then his brother just disappears during the pandemic. I lost my brother during the pandemic. So it's like going through life without your brother. And then you have to handle shit on your own. It's like a different feel. So I understood that. Not Fozzie crying with.
But you said that it touched you differently. So you have to give him the benefit of the doubt. It touched him differently.
Okay, yes, I get it.
Don't do that with people's emotions.
My reason. I don't know why.
Everyone's feelings are valid
I get it. But I'm just saying, man. We them ones, Jay. I got your back. If you lose to my nigga Damian Priest, it's all right, you know.
I don't know what this tribal combat match is going to consist of.
Nah, I don't know. Sand,
but
it's
Lely's hula skirt. Match.
So
they always
just
come up with
no DQ. Okay. I just
they're
going
to come fighting skirts. They're doing little grass skirts. They're going to fight barefoot.
I don't think they're going to fight in grass skirts. The barefoot, that's more of a solo thing. Because Jimmy and Jay always say, we got to get Solo some shoes.
But
it, like, Solo needs some shoes.
I'm still upset. If it's nothing like real tribal shit, like, you know how they had the, I spoke to Key about that shit, how they had all these, what was that, Uso judgment.
The elders.
Like, all these judgment shits, like, someone should have came from the top of the family or the elder should have came and, like, been there. But it was just whack, stupid shit. So if they're talking about this whole Hawaiian blood death
Samoan
match,
Samoan.
Whatever, if they're going to have this Samoan-type death match, I better have that feel. I better see sand. Somebody better be barefoot. Y'all niggas better have a grass skirt. Y'all niggas need to give me the feel of it other than just the name.
A production.
Yeah, production. Okay. I don't want to just be like, oh, it's the name. That's it. No, I better see some grass skirts. I better see some fucking tiki sticks.
I think that the elders,
that
I think that they could salvage that by the elders actually being there.
Nah,
they don't have
whack.
To sit there the whole time.
That's
but
whack.
If Jay were to win, the elders come out and they're like, all right, enough. This is it. This is who it is.
And they take the shillelagh off him and put it on him.
It's like a, I forgot the proper term for it, but it's more
shillelagh.
Like a lay.
It's
not
a shillelagh.
A shillelagh is
it's
in your
a
hand.
Stick. Yes, I know that
it's
the
not
Irish
a stick.
People, I thought it was a stick the Irish have, but.
No, the shillelagh is a stick, but what Roman puts around his neck is not a stick.
It's not a stick. I know. It's a aloha or whatever, but I'm going to call it shillelagh.
Okay. He's ridiculous. So I'm going to go with Fonzie. You can go first.
Because she's going to copy and paste again.
I bet against Roman at WrestleMania.
Ooh,
and I was dead wrong. Oof. It ain't going to happen again. It's going to be a great match, but Roman Reigns is the one, and Roman Reigns is going to retain his undisputed Universal Champion. And for the love of God, Paul Heyman, throw them fucking two belts out. We don't need them shit around rid of no them. More.
They no, the they didn't. Is... He was just on ESPN with all three titles. They're still there.
No, I was hopeful. I saw him on SmackDown. I'm like, thank God. I see him on First Take. I'm like, the fuck?
But on SmackDown, he came out with the gold one. But then when they panned backstage, he had the other two.
I'm shooting a podcast.
Sound like someone came and tried to disturb him.
Someone did come in.
I heard the door open.
I'm going to go with Roman. But I wouldn't be mad if Jay wins. I don't want Jay to win and then he gets bodied directly after. You know?
He got the accolades. So if he gets
bodied
after,
no.
Fucking,
if he gets bodied after,
I
fucking,
think
he got the accolades.
Roman for the belt needs to have a reign as champ.
And I think
That's like following a high. The high's not going
to
be the same.
No, but like a transitional reign. So that's going to be like how Kofi had it from like April to SummerSlam. So April to August, just a few months.
Oh, okay.
Not to lose it the same night.
Nah, so. Jay, you could lose it the same night, Roos. It's all right, Roos. As long as you took out your brother, like you took out Roman, that's like I said earlier, that's like the David and Goliath. Like, yo, you might have won a couple battles, but here's your head right here. I won.
I think that Solo, if Roman were to lose, Solo is a dark horse in this. And I keep saying it. And they've been alluding to Solo the way he was holding the red lay, like the tribal chief thing. Roman was like, yo, give it to me. Hand it over. And Solo's looking at him like, you ain't going to fight me for it. And Roman's like, I'm not going to fight you for it. You big dude. I'm going to have to like jump you. So I understand what you're saying as far as Max, as far as the elders and their involvement and how they should have announced the match. But that's why there's a tidbit of Roman saying, how did he even talk to the elders? Like, he's not even supposed to be speaking to them. I'm the tribal chief. I'm the only one that has the connection. So I think they cleaned it up in having Roman say that. But if Jay does win, one of the elders, how they gave it to Roman, they need to give it to Jay. Period. Any final thoughts, Fonz?
Like I said the other day, I'm not the most excited for SummerSlam, but when it's on, you know, I'll be excited. Do you guys have any predictions for surprise returns? It's been reported that Bray Wyatt may be coming back.
It's been reported that The Rock is coming to have some type of thing with Grayson Waller.
Grayson Waller?
I don't think we'll see The Rock. I know it's been, it'll be cool if we did.
I don't think the night of a tribal combat match is the appropriate time to bring out
Dwayne
Johnson.
Yeah, what the
Johnson.
Fuck are you doing here, Rock? Like they literally, your family is fighting to be the head of the table, and like, you're just over here fucking entertaining Grayson Waller's like, goofy ass.
Exactly. I don't think that's a good idea. I have seen talks of Randy potentially coming, but now there's Fightful.
I was listening.
Fightful
was
reported
listening to
that
Sean Ross.
There has been no further creative plans established for Randy to return.
Yeah, he said, don't hold your breath.
So I don't know what Bray Wyatt is going to do. Like,
he ain't do shit the other time.
I know. He didn't.
Bray Wyatt didn't do nothing but just tell stories and made Fonzie cry. Tell him. Sorry.
He said, Bray Wyatt tells stories and makes you cry. That's all he does. But that is it. I don't know what other surprise returns they could be. But that is it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Enjoy SummerSlam. It's one of the four key marquee premium live events. And we're hoping for it to be a good one. See you in the next episode.